Samantha, what did you say the name of this establishment is?
Mario's.
Mario's? I'm amazed. This is the best Italian food I've had this century.
It is good.
Just taste this veal marsala. Only on the condition that you taste the fettuccine. It's a deal. Delicious. Superb.
Ladies, excuse me. I would like to know, everything satisfactory?
It certainly is. Please pay our compliments to the chef.
Thank you.
You're the chef?
Well, I am Mario's chef, Mario's waiter, Mario's cashier, Mario's everything. To make a long story short, I'm Mario.
Why don't you have hired help?
Signora, you see, business is so terrible, I am the only one I can afford.
You mean with such superb food at such reasonable prices?
I will put it in one word. Pizza.
Pizza?
Say, pizza. You see, excuse me. In the confusion of this atomic age, people who are not Italian and they want to order Italian food, you know, they don't order veal scaloppini, fettuccine alla bolognese, no. They want pizza.
But it isn't even on your menu.
And it's not going to be. Oh, no. You see, I belong to a family of men who have been artists in the kitchen for 5 generations. And I modestly belong to this glorious tradition. So I refuse. I refuse to slap it in the face with a pizza. Now, this makes sense, no?
Absolutely.
It makes no difference, because my restaurant is going to fail. My wife and children are going to starve. And today's dessert is sambaglione.
Well, I don't ordinarily feel sorry for human beings, but I do feel sorry for him.
So do I.
I think I'll ask Darren to help.
How?
Washing dishes.
Mario's isn't a success because the public doesn't know about it. Advertising is Darren's business. Informing the public is Darren's stock in trade.
Hardly. His stock in trade is contributing to the delinquency of my daughter.
Mother?
What?
You're a tough woman. You're a great witch, but you're a tough woman.
Welcome home, my hero.
Your hero is Pook.
Routine overwork or special crisis?
Both. We have an important new client for whom we're planning a major saturation campaign, and he... No.
No what?
No, I won't bring my problems home. I will leave them at the office like the mature executive I wish I were. Now, how did your day go?
Just wonderfully. Mother and I went to the most marvelous Italian restaurant called Mario's.
This guy's a real tiger.
Who?
Linton Baldwin. It's a new account. He goes through advertising agencies like women go through new dresses. I'm sorry, a restaurant called what?
Mario's. The food is superb. Mother had veal marsala, and I
had... In the past 3 weeks, he's changed agencies twice.
You're not exactly leaving your problems at the office.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's on my mind. I just can't shake it.
Don't fight it. You tell me about Mr. Baldwin, and I'll tell you about Mario's, okay?
Okay. Linton Baldwin is the shining light of the pizza industry.
No kidding.
No kidding. He owns the largest chain of pizza parlors on the West Coast and now is expanding to the East Coast. And he wants McMahon and Tate to get him off the ground with flying tomato paste.
You have no idea what a coincidence this is. Mario is saying that pizza's putting him out of business.
Why?
Well, in this atomic age, when non-Italians...
Honey, take a look at this newspaper ad. It runs in tomorrow morning's paper.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you think of it.
Perfect pizza?
That's the name of the product.
Darren, would you consider a pizza parlor a restaurant?
I guess so. Well, sure, why?
Well, obviously, you believe a good way to inform the public that a restaurant exists is by taking out an ad in a newspaper, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, I'm going to drown my sorrows in a hot shower. Thank you for being so sympathetic and patient.
Anytime. Now, let me see. For the finest in Italian cuisine, eat at Mario's. Treat your taste buds to lunch or dinner at Mario's. No, keep it simple. Eat at Mario's. That's it. Eat at Mario's.
See how my ad looks in print. Ah, here we are. One quarter page of advertising genius.
Gorgeous. Now eat your breakfast.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Full page ad.
Mm-hmm.
A full page ad for an individual restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever took that out must be nuts.
Why do you say that?
Do you know how much a full page ad costs?
No, how much?
It costs...
Yes, dear?
Sam, isn't Mario's the place you ate yesterday?
Yes.
Sam, you didn't by any chance. Sam. You didn't put an extra page in the newspaper, did you? Sam.
Well?
Sam, you promised never to do that again.
He's such a nice man. I only wanted to help.
When is this going to end?
I was only trying to inform the public that Mario's exists. And in case you were wondering, a full-page ad my way doesn't cost a nickel.
I wasn't wondering.
Darren, are you upset?
Of course I'm upset.
Because my ad's bigger than your ad?
Yes, it is.
Because you think that taking out an ad by witchcraft is cheating.
That's closer. Because I think taking out an ad by witchcraft is criminal.
But why? I didn't replace a page, I only added one. Whom did I hurt?
Whom did you hurt, she asked. You hurt the publisher who offers advertising space to make money. You also hurt the other advertisers who resent paying for something that somebody else gets free. You also hurt the United States of America. A democracy whose economic system is called capitalism.
Oh, well, those are good points. I should have thought of them.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, I was so anxious to help Mario get some customers. His food really is wonderful. He deserves to be a success. I promise I won't do anything like that again.
Good.
Am I forgiven?
I guess so. I like your motives. But I don't like you drumming up business for one of Perfect Pizza's competitors.
Mario doesn't serve pizza.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Then maybe your husband's client won't be jealous.
Good.
I hope.
How come? Perfect Pizza gets a quarter page, and Mario's restaurant, of which I never even heard of, gets a full page.
Mr. Baldwin, taking out a full page for a single restaurant is poor advertising. We at McMahon and Tate don't put all our eggs in one basket. We diversify.
I'm not selling eggs. I'm selling 21 delicious varieties of pizza.
I appreciate that, but nevertheless...
Okay, forget it. Just want to make it clear, I don't enjoy playing second fiddle. With me, selling pizza is more than a way of being a multimillionaire. It's a public service.
A public service?
As a small boy in Modesto, California, I had a dream. A dream of American families, men, women, and children, sitting together, eating pizza. Nobody sulking about not getting the kind they like because they chose from 21 varieties. Just having a hot, nutritional meal and being together.
That's an interesting dream.
I guarantee you that if every American family went out for pizza only twice a week, the national crime and unemployment rates disappear. Am I right or am I right?
Well,
the irony is that I can't seem to find an advertising agency who can put that message across.
Mr. Baldwin, it's almost time for your show.
What show?
Phase 2 of McMahon and Tate's saturation campaign. You're the new sponsor of a local TV game show.
Well, now you're talking.
I'll just warm up the set.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Mother. I just saw your advertisement for Mario.
You did?
I must tell you, I wasn't very impressed.
Why not?
It's too mundane. Eat at Mario's, 126 Adams Street. What wasn't even on the front page? Now, you should be more creative.
I thought it was rather good.
Where are you going?
To turn on the television set.
At 10:30 in the morning? Oh, Samantha, you're becoming the typical suburban housewife.
Thank you. Darren asked me to watch one of his commercials.
Good morning, game lovers. It's time to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine. Brought to you by Perfect Pizza.
That's Darren's account.
It is.
There's a perfect pizza parlor near you. Eat it there or take it home. The quality of the 21 varieties of perfect pizza is perfect.
Cute.
However, if you hate pizza, many people do, try the utterly divine veal marsala at Mario's, 126 Adams Street. Now, let's introduce our first guest.
Mother.
This is Ira W.
Why
Jones.
Why did you do that?
To help Mario. And to show you what I meant by being creative.
I demand to know what a plug for Mario's restaurant is doing on a program sponsored by Perfect Pizza.
Mr. Baldwin, I have no idea. It must be some kind of payola.
No call.
We'll conduct an investigation.
You do that while I conduct a series of lawsuits.
Lawsuits?
I'm gonna sue that TV station. I'm gonna sue that wise guy announcer. And I'm gonna sue McMahon and Tate.
Hey, Mr. Baldwin, you gotta give us a chance to get to the...
You had your chance and you flubbed the dub. I'm canceling my account. Effective immediately. As of now. You know who I'm signing with?
No, who?
The advertising agency who handles Mario's restaurant.
Mr. Baldwin, wait. Let's not be hasty.
Alice, get me my wife. She is? Put her on. Samantha, why did you do it? You promised me...
Darren, I didn't do it. Mother did it.
Tattletale.
Don't be silly, darling. What good would it do to kill her?
I'll come right back and haunt him.
Will you please be quiet? He's canceling his account. He wants to sign with who? But there isn't any. Darren, how can he Darren? He hung up on me.
There, you see? He's no true gentleman.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Congratulations. You have just won a new client, and I have just lost an old husband.
Don't worry. Mother will make everything all right.
How?
We'll make Mr. Pizza change his mind.
His name is Baldwin. And I have no idea what he looks like or where to find him.
Want to bet he's at Mario's?
In search of revenge?
In search of the name of Mario's advertising agency. Would you like to drop over and look?
Let's. I'll go upstairs and change.
You haven't time. We'll change on the way.
Ready?
After you. That's my gal.
Mr. Police, I have no time to chit-chat. I have a 36 reservation for lunch.
In other words, your advertising campaign is really paying off.
Mr., I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, Mario, be a sport. All I want is the name of your advertising agency.
Mr. Gavadar, one of this agency, I'm a one-man operation.
You mean you place the ad and the commercial yourself?
I don't place nothing.
Well, then how'd they get there?
I pleaded the Fifth Amendment.
Look, Mario, I don't blame you for not wanting to share a live wire organization when there are so many deadbeats like McMahon and Tate. So, I'll make your proposition. You give me their name and I'll amalgamate you into my chain.
My what chain? Lyndon H. Baldwin, chairman of the board. Perfect Pizza Parlor. Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Why? Because I don't want to be legamated, mixed up with this pizza business, not even for $1 million.
Why not?
Why not? Because it's an insult to humanity.
Now, see here, buddy, see here. As a small boy in Modesto, California.
Now that I discovered that you are in the pizza, I order you to leave the premises. I don't know. Maybe somebody up there likes me.
Are you implying that pizza is atheistic?
I am implying once more for you to leave my premises.
If it wasn't beneath my dignity, I'd sue you for public obscenity.
Well, we found him. Now what do we do to get him back with McMahon and Tate?
Well, we'll do the same thing we did for Mario. We'll advertise. Huh? We'll take turns. Now you're on.
Me?
Yes. Yeah. Very nice. Your turn. Let's see. Sandwich signs, billboards. I think I'll try skywriting.
Baldwin said he would. He did.
He did what?
Signed with the agency that handles Mario's restaurant. Come, look.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he did.
Well, what'll it be, little girl?
I want a perfect pizza.
Sorry, no pizza. Just plain old ice cream.
If I can have a perfect pizza, I don't want anything.
What'll it be, Sonny?
I want a perfect pizza.
No pizza, only ice cream.
If I can't have a perfect pizza, I don't want anything.
Shades of Modesto, California.
I want perfect pizza, too.
Pardon me, ladies. Did you hear that dog say, I want perfect pizza, too?
Yes, we did.
A talking dog. It must be some publicity stunt.
Probably arranged by that live wire advertising agency, McMahon and Tate.
You know McMahon and Tate?
Doesn't everyone?
Best in the business. Whoever owns Perfect Pizza is lucky to be their client.
Shall we go, dear?
Yes, Mother. And let's drop into our nearest Perfect Pizza parlor and lay in a 6-month supply for our family freezer.
Darren, you know why I never like to lose an account?
I think so. Lower profits?
No, because I can't stand to feel rejected. I learned that in my analysis.
How long you were analyzed, Larry?
7 years. When the doctor told me not to come back because I was cured, I felt rejected.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Tate's here. Who's calling? Just a second.
Linton H. Baldwin.
Tate speaking.
On second thought, I decided not to switch agencies in midstream and to stay with you.
He wants us back. May I ask what prompted you to change your mind? The sandwich signs?
A billboard?
The skywriting I saw. Two kids in the park. And a talking dog? Mr. Baldwin, I... You'll sign a 1-year contract. Hold on. Mr. Stevens, have we replaced the Perfect Pizza account, or can we still handle it?
I'll take a look, Mr. Tate. No, I think we can handle it.
Oh, good. Mr. Baldwin, you're in luck. It's a deal. You're welcome. We're not rejected.
Hey, Mark, how about a balloon for the kitty?
No, thanks. If I can't have perfect pizza, I don't want anything.
Hi. I was just passing by, so I thought I'd drop in and say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Darren, what do you know about that skywriting and the sandwich signs and a billboard and two kids in the park and a talking dog?
They're all part of Darren's campaign for Perfect Pizza.
They are? Oh,
didn't you tell him?
I was saving it for a surprise. I didn't want to get your hopes up in case it didn't work out.
Well done. My, you certainly are a creative executive. I hope you appreciate him.
I do. You son of a gun.
Angela, please, let me suggest. Veal scallopini with mushrooms. For the children, we have spaghetti. Whatever you want. What would you like?
Mrs. Allen, come with
me. Oh, I'm flattered to be included in your celebration, Daniel.
Darren, well, I'm delighted to include you. Sam tells me it was all your idea.
Maybe it will be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Maybe it will. And I'm deeply grateful. Although in the future, I would appreciate you letting me handle my campaigns by myself.
Do you think you can?
Of course he can. Except in special circumstances, he needs no help from anyone.
Table for three,
please.
Your name, please.
Stevens.
Do you have a reservation?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, I'm sorry. Without a reservation, there'll be a 40-minute wait.
My two customers are from before I am successful, eh? I remember. How you like, eh? Luigi, sit down, the ladies and the gentlemen.
But they have no reservation.
Luigi, I always reserve a table for old friends. This way, please, this way.
My, another special circumstance.